This is St. Louis Public Radio. In 1957, Dwight Eisenhower was in the White House. Elvis topped the charts with All Shook Up, and Missouri lawmakers wrote the state's juvenile code. The system's basic structure hasn't changed in 60 years. And in 2015, the U.S. Department of Justice raised questions about how well that structure protects the rights of the kids who come into the system. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman looks at how some are trying to make changes.
In a 2015 conference call, Vanita Gupta, the head of the Civil Rights Division, described the serious structural shortcomings of Missouri's family courts.
Organizational structure of the family court that raised serious concerns about conflicts of interest. The roles of the judge, prosecutor, and probation officer are blurred, and positions that are traditionally held by members of the executive branch are filled by employees who answer to the court's judges.
The report focused on St. Louis County, but family courts are set up basically the same way across the state. Here's how it plays out. A single player, the deputy juvenile officer, dominates the process. They wear a lot of hats, some of which conflict with each other. And the biggest problem?
The courts hire the juvenile officer, who is, for lack of a better term, the prosecutor.
Natalie Hall is a public defender who spent 3 years working juvenile cases in Boone County.
Why does a judge get to pick who's going to be the prosecutor? When you look at who hires you, that's the person that you need to please.
Basically, Hall says, you stop thinking about what's best for the child and start thinking about how your boss, the judge hearing the case, is going to react. Daryl Missy experienced that firsthand while he was working juvenile cases as a private defense attorney in Jefferson County.
When I would argue with opposing counsel, juvenile officers, people like that, about having compassion, mercy, reasonableness, anything, I would often hear from them, oh, we can't do that, it's because of the judge.
So Missy ran for judge in 2002 and won. After he was appointed to hear juvenile cases, he went to Jefferson County's chief juvenile officer and outlined some new rules.
I am not your boss. I know the statute says I'm your boss, but I'm not going to be your boss because you need to feel at liberty to do things that you think might make me mad. And he looked at me and he said, thank you.
Today, it's written into the operating rules for all of Missouri's juvenile courts that the judge who hears juvenile cases cannot be the one supervising those deputy juvenile officers. To some degree, Missy agrees with the Department of Justice, which says juvenile officers should be employees of the executive branch. That's the way it is in the other 49 states. Cost is one barrier, he says. There are worries that being in the executive branch will make things too political.
And the other is people are very protective of what they've done in the past. They're protective of local practice.
What seems very clear to me is that the system overall does work very well.
Beverly Newman says that doesn't mean the system is perfect. But Newman, the chief juvenile officer in the 17th Circuit near Kansas City, says she and her colleagues want to make it better. They had started hearing about concerns with Missouri's juvenile justice system before the DOJ issued its report.
We certainly agreed that, there was merit in some of those concerns, and we needed to figure out some ways to do a better job. And to improve practice and to make practice more consistent.
New standards that Newman says clarify and limit the role of the juvenile officers are awaiting approval by the state Supreme Court. But advocates say those standards are lacking in crucial ways. There's no enforcement mechanism. There was no input from kids and families who had been in the system. And perhaps most importantly, they don't change what the DOJ calls a fundamentally unconstitutional structure. The Missouri legislature would have to act to put juvenile officers under executive branch oversight. It's possible the Department of Justice could force such a move through litigation. St. Louis County and the federal government remain in talks over the findings of that 2015 report. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.